One of the most prized treasures in Los Angeles County is turning 100 years old. The Huntington Library is beloved for its extensive collections, and its grounds are a lush botanical garden. KPCC's Brianna Flores reports that you can trace its origins to a pivotal moment in Southern California history.
There's a time in each year that we always hold dear.
It's the late 1800s, and fortune seekers are coming in droves to LA County. LA's downtown business district is prosperous, and beyond the city limits are vast ranches and farmlands. From 33,000 people in 1880, LA explodes to 170,000 by the year 1900. Among the new arrivals, railroad tycoons, named Huntington. Collis Huntington came from New York State to back the first U.S. transcontinental railroad. But his nephew, Henry Edwards Huntington, is the star of our story. He followed his uncle West with a vision that would eventually transform Southern California. Bill Deverell directs the Huntington USC Institute of California and the West.
In an era before the professionalization of urban planning, which is professionalized and probably in the mid-1920s or so, Henry Huntington becomes de facto and default and by way of capital, maybe the most important urban planner Southern California has ever seen.
And here's how he did it. He gambled on suburbia. He bought up huge chunks of land across the county, built electric train lines to get there, and supplied utility services to lure buyers. He made a fortune.
Huntington had a very, very large impact on the dispersion of communities and suburbs, and then their transportation linkages to one another or to downtown or to industrial employers.
As for Huntington, he lived on a personal oasis in the San Gabriel Valley. He snapped up a 600-acre ranch called San Marino. Yep, it's the same San Marino you're thinking of. He paid $328,000 for it in 1903.
When Huntington arrived, he really wanted to turn it into a family estate. So they expanded the citrus groves. He continued to move plants around. He loved oak trees, so he took 600 mature specimens and moved them all around.
Jennifer Watts, co-curator of the Huntington Centennial Exhibit, says Huntington also wanted an estate that would benefit his business endeavors. He hired landscape architect William Hertrick, whose desert garden you can still see today.
So they were really trying to grow all sorts of exotic things here and have a plan not just for the grounds here, but sort of for all of landscaping, sort of all of Los Angeles.
As Huntington got older, his plan for the San Marino paradise crystallized. He wanted to make it a public institution, but that idea didn't sit well with the East Coast elite who thought Southern California was a cultural wasteland.
And Huntington's answer to that was, look, I made my fortune. I made a second fortune in California. I love California. I love Los Angeles. I believe it's going to be the greatest city in the world in the future, and I see that coming, and I want to be part of that.
In other words, Huntington may have been the first person to say, I love LA. On August 30th, 1919, Huntington signed over his San Marino estate to the public.
To promote and advance learning, the arts and sciences, and to promote the public welfare by founding, endowing, and having maintained a library, art gallery, museum, and park within this state.
James Glisson worked with curator Jennifer Watts on the special exhibit.
It certainly made a gigantic impact on Southern California because there were so few cultural institutions here. UCLA was founded in 1919. The LA Phil was founded this year. The Southwest Museum was already in existence, but there wasn't a lot here. So nationally, everybody knew it had happened. It was front page news nationally. Locally, it must have kind of landed like a meteor.
Henry Huntington would amass a significant art collection and one of the largest private libraries of the time. He died in 1927, 3 years after his second wife, Arabella. The couple are interred in a mausoleum at the Huntington. And today, 100 years after he gave it to us, nearly 740,000 people visit the Huntington every year. I'm Brianna Flores.
That special exhibition, entitled 1919, opens to the public tomorrow as part of a year-long celebration. It features artifacts from that year.